listener production.
Hey there, it's Andrew Shaw with your news briefing. There's been some relief for regional Victorian homebuyers, according to the latest report from Domain, as Chief of Research Nicola Powell tells us.
We have seen house prices in regional Victoria decline. They're about almost 6% away from their price peak, which was all the way back in March of 2022.
The median house price in regional Victoria now sits at $560,000. Around Mildura in the last quarter, prices have actually jumped by 5.7%, while in Bendigo, they've declined by 1.1%. Charges have been laid against a woman after a fatal crash in Mabian on April 4. A truck allegedly came together with a car at the Main Avenue South and 5th Street intersection, with a 24-year-old passenger in the car sadly dying at the scene. The driver of the car has now been charged with dangerous driving causing death and failed to stop at a stop sign. She'll face court on April 30. The federal member for Mallee was in Robinvale on Monday morning, bringing her mobile office to the town for a chat with local constituents. Dr. Webster says her visit went well.
I love getting out in the electorate and meeting up with locals and hearing the local issues. You know, you think you hear it all, and emails are great, phone calls are great, but actually being on the street is always valuable.
Australia's road toll continues to climb despite the federal government's commitment to halving it by 2030. We sadly recorded 1,286 deaths in our roads in the year to April this year, the most recent figures showing 91 deaths have been recorded on Victorian roads this year. And with the need for blood and plasma always on the rise, Lifeblood are keen to see a few more people around regional Victoria roll up their sleeves in the coming days. Here's Lifeblood's Executive Director of Donor Experience, Kath Stone.
Many donors are expected to take a four-day-long weekend, the Sanzac Day, so we're calling on people across Australia to roll up their sleeves and donate blood or plasma now to help avoid any shortages.
95 appointments available in Bendigo.